We're doing the book of Amos, which is one of the 12 shorter prophets. They were combined into one book called Tishrei Asar. Being that it's the beginning of a new semester, so we'll quickly review. The book of Amos, the Navi Amos is really a prophet who prophesied towards the end of the period of the First Temple. And Amos is described as a noked. He was a shepherd. Amos speaks to the Jewish people about the different nations and the sins they have done. That God says, for three I wouldn't have forsaken their sins. Now that they've hit the fourth heavy sin, I will certainly not forsake it. And Amos begins by going nation after nation, the different nations that will take part in the destruction of Israel with the destruction of the temple. Amos says, I will take them to task, God says, be it the Philistines, be it the Edomites, Hashem, be it the Moabites. Hashem says, each of them had enough sins without it. But now that they've partaken of destroying Israel, so I will certainly not forego their sins, and I will destroy their fortified cities, I will destroy their palaces. And then God turns to Israel and says, you Israel, I would have held you to task over the first three heavy sins you had. And now that you've done the fourth, I will exile you. I will destroy the temple. So the Navi turns to Israel and says, look, we've had a special relationship, me and you. And I expect you to live up to that relationship, but you aren't. And so be prepared for the destruction that is imminent. In the fourth chapter, we described how the Navi turns to the wives of the leaders who push them to exploit the poor. And they are part of the cause behind the lack of justice that is rampant within Israel, and Hashem promises that He will pay them back. And the palaces will be emptied, and there'll be no place to go. The Navi describes how Hashem will cause a drought, and Hashem says, you know, I decide which city gets water and which city doesn't get water. I follow what people do, and I pay them back in accord with the way they behaved. And Hashem warns that the people will be exiled, and their chosen children, their prime children, will be killed. And God says that Israel will become desolate like Sodom and Amorah. And Hashem says, you have a choice. You can turn it around. It's still in your hands to prevent this from happening. Hashem says, I know what you're doing. I know those of you that are cheating with the scales, cheating one another in business. And I will take you to task for it, but by the same token, I will know if you do tshuva. And that brought us to what's called the fifth chapter. The Navi said, listen, Israel, about the eulogy, the song of weeping that I raise over Israel. Nafla lo tosif kum betulat Israel, the Navi said in Pasuk Bet. Israel is going to fall and going to be so low that it's never going to return to that golden era that they had in the first temple. Israel has been left desolate, and no one's going to pick her back up onto her feet. Hashem says the city that used to have 1,000 people walking out of its gates will remain with 100. The city that had 100 will remain with 10. Hashem says, if you only seek me out, you will live. And that's where we left off. Dilshuni v'chiyu, you want a future, you want things to work out, then dilshuni, seek me out. The simple understanding is, seek me out philosophically. Chazal say, dilshuni is a reference to going up to the temple three times a year. Now, liyal regel, the Torah says three times a year, we should show our face before God at the temple. And that, if we think about it, there's a lot to that. When a person pauses in his life and goes up to the regel, he goes to the place where all the rabbis are gathered, all of Israel has gathered, he's going to come back a different person. His children are going to come back different people. Remember, the sin that was plaguing us was idol worship. And if a child sees three times a year that his parents go up to the temple and he sees the masses and he sees the chief rabbis and the Kohen Gadol, so there's a message there that you can't say in words. The experience of going, that teaches the child and the parents something which nothing else can teach. Very often in life it's the things that we place an effort to acquire that really remain with us. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Af chokhmati amedali." I worked very hard, and even my wisdom stood by me. Chazal say, "Af chokhmati chokhma shelamati be'af." Specifically, the wisdom that I had to work hard to attain. Things that come easy go easy. Things that we have to work hard to get, they stay with us. When a person has a hard time learning, a hard time focusing, that's when what he learns will stick with him. On the days that everything's clear and you're focused and it's easy to concentrate, easy come, easy go. Shlomo HaMelech said, "Af chokhmati," the wisdom of Af, that I had to work hard to attain, that's what really stuck by me. So Hashem says, you got to invest in it. Dirshuni, seek me out, v'chiyu, and you will live. And now we're up to Pasuk Hey. As with our other learning, we read the Pasukim with the Tamim, with the traditional tune, and then we explain. Ve'al tidrishu beit el, ve'hagilgal lo tavo'u, uve'er sheva lo ta'avoru. Hashem says, and do not seek out the golden caps that were erected in Beit El. And do not go down to Gilgal for the idols that were there. Do not go to Be'er Sheva, because in Be'er Sheva they also had a central church for idol worship. God says, don't go out to Gilgal, to Be'er Sheva, to Beit El, these places where people would gather to serve idols. Ki ha-Gilgal galo yigleh, uveit El yiyeh le'aven. Because the cause of the exile is the idol worship that's in Gilgal. Beit El is the cause that Israel will be le'aven, they will be toiled, they will be put to work. And you'll notice the poetry again, that the Navi purposely describes Gilgal as galo yigleh, and Beit El is going to be Aven, is going to be the source of our toil. The Navi warns us. Sometimes we think that's how things are going to work. You know, if I do partake of these pagan rites, then things are going to work out. And the Navi says, no, quite the contrary. If you go serve these idols, then that's what's going to cause the exile. Dirshu et Adonai v'chiyu, seek out Hashem and then you will live, Hashem says. Ben yitzlach ka'esh beit Yosef, ve'achela vein mechabel leveit El. Lest Hashem's anger will burn with the fury. Ben yitzlach ka'esh, lest the anger burn with a fury Beit Yosef and consume the house of Yosef. The house of Yosef is a reference to the northern 10 tribes, the northern empire. Remember, at this point in the first temple, the Jewish people are divided. You have the southern tribes, Judea, and then you have the northern 10 tribes. And they are referred to as Ephraim, as Israel, and over here as Beit Yosef, the house of Yosef. Ephraim is really Yosef's son. So it's synonymous with Ephraim. Here they're called the house of Yosef. So here, the truth is, there's a little bit of a play on words. If you recall, the Navi, when he describes how we will overtake our enemies, he says, the house of Yosef will be a fire to go out and consume the enemies, to consume Esav. The house of Yosef will be a positive fire, a fire that consumes others. And here, Hashem is warning, and perhaps that's why he uses the term Beit Yosef, and not Ephraim, that same house of Yosef will be consumed by a fire. Ve'achila ve'en mechabeh le'veit El. And this fire will burn the people of Shomron, all those people, the Jews, who have adopted the pagan way of life. And Hashem says, there isn't going to be anyone around who could put out this fire. No one's going to come help you. Part of the problem during this period in Jewish history was that that the people were confident that they had good peace treaties. That worst comes to worst, if there's problems, we'll send some money to this neighbor, or that neighbor. They had treaties with their neighbors, and that's why the Navi keeps warning them, no, it's not going to work. No one's going to put out God's fire when God's decided to destroy Israel. They who turn the Torah's sweet justice into bitter grass. Lana is a type of bitter grass. So Hashem says, Hahofchim, they turn lelana into bitter grass, mishpat, the justice, what should be sweet, what should be just, they turn it into bitter grass. Utznaka la'aretz hinichu, and they put down righteousness down to the earth. Meaning, no judge over here is interested in justice. All the nobles and the aristocracy are just interested in smearing their own pockets. Sound familiar? Osechima uchsil, vofich labokir tzalmavet, v'yom laila echshich. God said, seek me out, for I am the one who is osechima uchsil. I'm the one who made the different constellations in the zodiac. Kiman, Ksil are names of the constellations in the zodiac. God says, I made them. And God says, I'm the one who can turn the morning, which usually has light, I can turn it into tzalmavet, the shadow of death. Instead of the day being a shining light, rather I could make that what you expect to be day, what you expect to be a prosperous time. God says I could easily turn it into the tzalmavet, the shadow of death. Tzalmavet is like tzelmavet. V'yom laila echshich, and God could make the day turn dark like night. Hakorel lemei hayam vayishpechem al penei haaretz Adonai shemo. Hashem says, I am the one who can call the waves, the waters of the sea, and cause them to pour over the dry land. It is Hashem who controls the world. If God wants, there can be a tsunami, there can be waters overtaking the land. Hamavlig shod al-az. Hashem is the one who can bring, who can strengthen the destruction over one who is powerful. You, the people of Israel, you have confidence in your army, you have confidence in your strength. Hashem says, I can make others overpower you. I can make the weak overpower the strong. Hamavlig shod, he who strengthens destruction, al-az, over those that are naturally more powerful, vishod al-mivtzal yavo. And God can make destruction come to the most fortified city. So God is warning them, don't have confidence in your fortifications. Here there's a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that in nature we have a few instances where the weak overcome the poor. The Gemara says,
the
weak overcome the strong, right. The Gemara gives instances of what's an elephant afraid of, what's a lion afraid of. The Gemara says there are different things in nature that each one really is stronger than the other one, but he's scared of the other one. And the other one can overpower him because he's scared of him. And one of them is the Jewish people also. Here Hashem is warning the Jewish people. You think you're so strong, I can make the strong be destroyed as well. Saneu vashal mochiach. The Jewish people hated those who tried to rebuke them by the gates. When I send them prophets, they're not interested in listening to them. They hate them. Vedover tamim yitaevu, and they're disgusted with those who speak correctly, those who speak wholly. Tamim comes from, like shalim. Those who are whole, those that try to teach them a proper way of life, they're disgusted with them. Lachin. Therefore Hashem says, and the word lachin can often mean that God is taking a vow. Lachin in modern Hebrew is therefore, but lachin could also be introductory to God's vow. Ya'an boshaschem aldal. Being, God says, that you have trampled over the poor, umas at baltikhu mimenu, and you take the grain that he's carrying on his shoulder to feed his home, you take that from him. Bate gazit v'niteim v'lotei shevuvam, You have built yourselves homes of fine ivory, of fine stone. Hashem says, I will not allow you to live in those homes. The enemy will come and they won't let you live in those homes. Those homes are built based on thievery. God says, you have planted yourself these fantastic vineyards. I won't let you reap their wine. You will not drink the wine from those vineyards. Ki yadati rabim pishechem va'atzumim chatotechem. God says, for I know how great is your rebellion, how great is your sin. I know, and therefore, tzorerei tzadik lo kechei chofer ve'evyonim bashar hitu. You are the enemies of the righteous. You afflict those that are righteous. And you take bribes, and therefore you obstruct justice. You don't give the poor the justice they deserve. You use your strength, your political strength, to rob the poor. Therefore, Hashem says, I will destroy your wealth. Lachein hamaskil baitahi yidom. And being that there are these sins, when the time comes and the destruction hits Israel, he who is intelligent will be silent, Hashem says. People will see destruction hitting the land of Israel and they'll have two choices. They can turn to God and say, why? Why are you doing this? How people are suffering. Or they can look back at the history and say, wait a second. For centuries, God's been warning that the immoral behavior of the Jewish people is going to lead to this destruction. And therefore, God forewarns, he who is intelligent, he who understands, when the destruction comes, he will be silent. Ki etra'ahi. Because the time has come for payback, Hashem says, for the bad to come to Israel. Dirshu tov ve'al ra leman tichyu. And so Hashem says, seek out to do good. Don't keep looking how to do bad to join the group of sinners. Seek out what's good. V'hichein Adonai Elohei Tzevaot Itechem Kasher Amartem. And then Hashem will be with you. Hashem says, put me in your hearts. The way you promised when our relationship began, that I would be your God. When you accepted me at Sinai, Hashem says, Kasher Amartem, as you promised, live up to your promise. V'hichein Hashem Elohei Tzevaot Itechem. Let God be with you. The source of all sin is the fact that God is not with us. A person puts God on the side and does what he wants. So Hashem is going to the root of the problem. Hashem says, make me part of your life. If you only take into account what do I want you to do, then you'll live moral lives. Sin ura ve'evutov v'atzigu v'shal mishpat. Hashem says, I want you to hate that which God says is evil. I want you to love that which God says is good. And I want you to establish justice in your gates. Ulai yechenan Adonai Elohei Tzevaot she'erit Yosef. And if you do that, then it could be you'll be able to change the decree. And Hashem will have compassion over the remainder of Israel. And you will make it out of the destruction. So, we're going to pick up over here Be'ezrat Hashem next time. There's one point I want us to remember. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Navi said, he who is intelligent will be silent when the destruction comes. Remember that line, because after the book of Amos, we have Ovadia, Yonah, Micha, Nahum, and then we hit the book of Habakkuk. And the book of Habakkuk begins with the prophet Habakkuk drawing a circle in the sand and turning to God and saying, I'm not leaving the circle till you answer me. I don't understand. How could it be that Israel is suffering such destruction? How could it be that the enemies of Israel who destroyed them are prospering and Israel is suffering? And the book of Habakkuk is all three chapters. Habakkuk's claims, God's answers, Habakkuk's apologies for having spoken that way. And it could be that the Navi Amos over here is alluding a little bit to the rest of us. He's saying, you know, there's good reason for the destruction that's imminent. And he who really takes time to look will understand it. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.
Question, please.